WMJI Magic 105.7. Coming up, we're going to talk about suicide.
Most people don't choke to death on suicide. Huh? You don't choke to death with suicide normally.
That was a bad Maria.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gunshot.
Okay, have you got a gun?
Carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide.
Yeah, David Well,
he choked to death.
Yeah, he hung himself. That's a little different.
You choke on that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Auto asphyxiation. How do you say that?
Asphyxiation.
Auto asphyxiation.
Thank you.
Got to throw the erotic in there.
Alex, how are you?
I'm good. Though a little scared because I don't think either of you could pull off a suicide at this moment.
I don't think we could either. Neither one of us could kill ourselves. We could kill each other, but not ourselves.
Yeah, someone's choking in the background. There are no chokers.
Yeah.
When there's no choking for suicide.
Fine, all right. Can you hang on a second with us? We have to do something real quick. It's a contest.
Magic 105.7, where magic listeners win. Weekdays at 9:10, 1:10, and 4:10. And it's that time again.
Get $50 in gas from BP. Plus, if you're a Magic Platinum Club member, you qualify for a $400 gift certificate to Conrad's Tire Express and Total Car Care. Tracy, I believe it's your turn. Which caller do we want today?
How about 13?
All right, caller number 13 at 578-1057. Toll free, 1-800-669-1057.
That's it. Caller what?
13.
Lucky 13.
Yeah.
Kind of a bad number to choose. Isn't that an unlucky number for people?
Not today, it isn't.
Okay. And we're talking about suicide. Alex Strauss has got a book out called Death Becomes Them. Now, you're a lifestyle reporter. I mean, you do cheery things. You do, for whether it's the New York Times or Entertainment Weekly or whatever, you do basically cheery things, right?
Yes, that's true. I really do, though, love writing about pop culture. And I felt that we really hadn't examined some of these celebrities that had killed themselves. And to me, that emulates pop culture. We're celebrity obsessed. So in one sense, it did go hand in hand. It's dark, but not really dark. It's more of a fascinating last days kind of look at these luminaries that we've loved that aren't here anymore.
Kind of like you're saying, they made a good career move. Death is sometimes for people maybe a way to keep that name alive a lot longer than if they'd have just lived and got old and faded away.
Well, that was true for Vincent van Gogh, who only sold one painting while he was alive, and he thinks actually his brother may have bought it from him or to make him think that people had bought it.
Really?
But now he's clearly the most sought after artist. So his fame skyrocketed after he died.
Who is the most out of everybody you looked at and reported on, and you've seen? I mean, you've seen all the people that fall into this genre. Who would be the most famous suicide?
It's so hard to say. I mean, there were some. They were famous for different reasons. Hunter S. Thompson is famous not only because of his gonzo writing and the type of work that he did, but because he shot himself while on the phone with his wife.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Diane Arbus is famous for the work and the black and whites and the Greeks and the freaks that she would, you know, shoot and capture, but also famous for being found in a tub having OD'd and slit her wrists. So, Hemingway, very super famous, but he shot himself while his wife was in the home and she came down and found him. Ooh. Dorothy Dandridge was famous for being, I think, the first black woman nominated for an Academy Award, and yet she was found naked on the floor of her bathroom, having sent a suicide note to her manager 4 months earlier.
What about Hitler?
Hitler, sadly, is famous for being perhaps one of the most disgusting human beings ever.
Right.
And yet, I think when push came to shove, his fear of not being successful in his manipulation of trying to, you know, rub out the Jews and being captured took arsenic and shot himself. So he did an ode to trying to keep his freedom and his esteem.
He just couldn't see himself actually being caught alive. And I think a lot of the Nazis were like that. They offed themselves as opposed to being caught. But he would be out of the names that are there. I would have to say Hitler's name is probably the most famous.
You know, that is, it's part of why we decided to keep him in the book. You know, Death Becomes Them is really an overview of suicide, the suicide note, why people kill themselves, the methodology, the pathology behind it, and then it's a very deep look into 20 of the most important luminary celebrity, you know, suicides. And they're all icons. They're all people that we cherish and that we tribute. He was the only one, Hitler was the only one who obviously isn't worth celebrating, but we did have to admit and acknowledge as much as it was a negative contribution, the impact he had on society.
That's
and that's how we drew the line.
It's a great statement. The only dirtbag among the whole group that we really will not look to with any kind of affection is Hitler, of course. The rest of them, we do have... we have a certain amount of affection for him.
Now, the name of the book.
We do. But we had to say what made an icon. And unfortunately, it is the most, he is maybe the most noted name. I mean, everyone, unfortunately, you know, and there was also a bit of tangibility there because being Jewish, it was a difficult chapter for me to write.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I'm so sick of these knuckleheads saying, oh, the Holocaust never happened. And I think the more you produce something that said, yes, it did, here's his last, you know, 48 hours,
mm-hmm.
point by point, there's something very tangible in that. So, you know, we included him for a number of reasons.
The name of the book, Death Becomes Them, Alex, and that's A-L-I-X, Alex Strauss. Also, in the back of the book, you have what I think is a very interesting chapter or section called Suicide or Murder, I think it is, where you mention people like Paul Williams of The Temptations.
Yes.
Was that Suicide or Murder? And Natalie Wood.
Some of them were, we did do a chapter on people who were extremely hard to make that fine line of, you know, Marilyn Monroe, George Reeve. These things are still today questionable. Some of it is that modern medicine or technology hadn't caught up with them, so we couldn't do the same kind of DNA or scans or forensics reporting that we would have liked to have done, that we could do now to prove so much more. You know, there's no CSI unit that can go all the way back in time. Wouldn't it be great, though, if they had one of those shows where, you know, like, doo, 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 and then suddenly you see the whole unit doing the Marilyn Monroe, you know?
How about Carradine recently that was found dead in his closet?
David Carradine.
Do they consider that a suicide? I don't know.
I believe they ruled that was not a suicide.
Right. See, I never heard Natalie Wood was a possible suicide.
No, but it was because they found her in the water. There were no marks on her body. She had been depressed, supposedly. She had also taken some pills. She had a fear of water, so why would she be on the boat was the other argument.
Mm-hmm.
Why did she not have there was a life jacket nearby. There were a lot of things that didn't add up, and for us, we really did want to say, you know, sometimes it is not always clean and clear for a celebrity and for people. I mean, we're constantly still trying to figure out if people who are washing up on the shore or in a car and there's tremendous damage if that wasn't self-created or if somebody, you know, killed them.
Yeah. Wasn't Christopher walking on the boat?
Yes.
He was on the boat as well.
There you go.
That's what do you mean, there you go?
He's one of the weirdest dudes in Hollywood, man. He probably
that was not out of his screen roles.
People still raise suspicion about that.
He had something to do with
there's
this.
A new book out.
There's a book we're going to have the author on about that whole that scenario between who we talked to, her boyfriend at the time.
Yeah, I don't want Christopher Walken anywhere near me.
And Robert, was it Wagner?
Robert Wagner, yeah, we talked about Wagner.
I didn't know, and I'll be stupid on this, I didn't know Freud committed suicide.
Neither did I.
He was one of the most notable assisted suicides that we dealt with. In fact, he was the oldest person in the book. He was 83, and he was in severe pain from having over 30 operations on his jaw because he had jaw cancer from the 20 cigars he smoked daily.
Jeez.
God, 20 cigars a day?
He had a huge oral fixation and a nasty cut.
Well, that's Freud.
That was Freud, all right.
You know, father of psychoanalysis.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked his doctor if he would help him commit suicide. So that was really fascinating. I didn't know that either.
All right.
You have a guy, Elliot Smith, who stabbed himself.
Which is one of the rarest, most passionate ways to commit suicide.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, because that would be way down on my list of ways to go.
Oh, me too. Me too. I think pills would be much easier. You just slip into a deep sleep, and it's, you know, if you do it correctly and you don't vomit them all up, that would be the way I would go.
Would that be the easiest way out of everything you found, to take some pills and just sleep away?
No, they really, a gunshot, it depends. You know, a gunshot is very quick and done.
What about the car? Go in the garage with the car. So that's the way I've always...
See, I'm in Manhattan, so we'd have to steal somebody's car.
That's true. And you go into a garage, and the garage would have 800 cars in it, so it would take a long time to die.
Yeah, and then you're bringing some poor other dude, you know, and it's not his fault, and he's going to get out of the way. No, it's a Law and Order episode now. It's just a mess.
And not that they're famous, but we've had stories about people who cut their heads off with a chainsaw. And commit suicide.
That is rather unusual.
Yeah, they're not famous people, but...
Yeah, one guy did it by accident trying to show his girlfriend how much he loved her.
It's not right after they're on the show, is it?
No, not on our show.
Not right after them. It could be sometime, but not right now. All these people you looked at, was it hard to decide which ones to narrow it down to put in the book?
Actually, no, it wasn't. What was so fascinating was that we really had... The 20, they came out very easily. They jumped off the page to us in terms of what made them monumental and what they contributed to society. What we did end up doing for the people who were notable, but we felt just didn't need a full chapter, is we have a list in the back, as you and I were all talking about. So you do have these most notable in hotel rooms, or 85 of the strangest and most unusual suicides, or a list of people who attempted suicide and had failed at it. So you there know, are Alex, a lot of lists. There's over 300 people in the book.
You have one in here that I think, man, the name didn't really ring a bell, but the situation, it was a Bud Dwyer.
Oh, Bud, yes.
My gosh.
He shot himself while on TV. I believe he was working for the Clinton administration.
Remember, he was accused of something. He was about to go to jail.
Called his office.
And he had the TV cameras going and.
Yeah, I remember that.
Was that in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe it was.
He was a county official or something, wasn't
he? He left notes in his briefcase for his wife and for people in his office. And I guess there was clearly something going on much deeper than anybody knew.
Didn't he invite people? He said, if you have a weak stomach, you may want to leave now or something like that. And then...
He did. He said, for those of you, but you know, the interesting thing is he was not the first to do that. There was a news broadcaster who, a woman, Christine, I think her name was, who was also extremely depressed, took a gun with her to work, had joked, the month before, and said, listen, you know, I may kill myself, and I don't know if anybody took her seriously. And while she was on the air, she said, and for all you viewers who, you know, we like to talk about death and darkness here, here's something really dark, and pulled out the gun and shot herself.
Oh, my.
Wow. Mm.
That would be tough if you were a co-anchor, and you go, wow.
Hey, now back to you, kid.
Yeah, how do you continue?
If you're a pro, you just keep going on.
Yeah. Is suicide done... Did you find out any kind of common threads as to why somebody did it? I know depression is one of the reasons, but they do it to shock people or to hurt somebody, or is there anything that followed through on that?
Interestingly enough, no.
Okay.
Nobody in this book had it wasn't about proving something. It wasn't about getting back at someone. It wasn't, many of them were really misdiagnosed. Many of them had bipolar disorder. They were manic. They were addicts, alcoholics, drug addicts, they were severely depressed. I think the idea here is that where's that fine line between being so brilliant? Again, we're talking Sylvia Plath, Anne Sexton, Virginia Woolf, Spalding Gray, Darcy Dandridge, Diane Arbus.
Hemingway,
Elliot Smith, Kurt Cobain, Vincent Van Gogh. Of all these people, they all contributed to society because of their brilliance. And I think many of them just couldn't either function in today's world. Again, medicine hadn't caught up for Sylvia and Virginia. I mean, they had severe mental issues, and unfortunately there really wasn't medicine for them. Anne Sexton went into 22 mental institutions. She tried to kill herself 9 times. That is a lifelong history with depression.
Yeah.
Nobody tried to get back at anyone. It wasn't about that. It wasn't about broken hearts or anything. You know, it's literally, it hurt to breathe.
But with Hunter Thompson, when he's on the phone with his wife and kills himself?
That is, you know what, that's fair to say. That's the only one. But he had sent her a suicide note, which is so weird, 4 days beforehand. And his son was in the next room as well, his son and his grandson. I think towards the end, maybe you are in such a, you know, screwed up place.
He was.
That you're not thinking straight. Because nobody would say, you know, I love my wife so much, I'd like to share my last moment with her.
Yeah. Not like that.
And most, you know, the hard part, you know, is you want to end your own life, but you think about the person who's going to discover you with your head blown off or in the whatever. And that's a horrible thing to encounter.
Well, that is why many people choose to go to a hotel room, and they say when you're in a hotel room, the number one way to kill yourself is with a gun, because one, you're not responsible for cleaning up the mess, and two, a family member isn't apt to find you, and three, you're not going to be disturbed.
Woman.
Right,
yeah.
You're not going to be disturbed while doing the act.
I had a good friend who killed himself
killed himself, and he went to a hotel room in Colorado, and
okay.
he killed himself.
Didn't we have a news guy in this town who did that, I'm almost sure, at a hotel?
Yeah, like we had a superintendent who did it at the school.
Yeah. I think we've all encountered that in various ways, but this is a look at the rich and famous, or at least the most notable in our society, and how they ended their lives. There's got to be a feeling when you look at these kind of people saying, they had everything. They had everything. Look what they've accomplished, and yet they chose to kill themselves.
You definitely have to look at that. But in the same sense, you have to look at, because they were in this position too, they were also morbidly unhappy.
Yeah.
And I don't think, you know, look, money doesn't care who it goes to.
Nope.
It just, you know, it doesn't always make you happier. It may make your life easier,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't make you happier. I think this is much, much deeper. And
that's
then again,
I'm
you know,
glad you said that, because we always debate that, does money make you happy? Yeah, it definitely makes your life easier. That's a good way of putting it, but not necessarily.
It takes a lot of problems away, but it doesn't necessarily bring you happiness.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it does. It doesn't buy you fame. It doesn't buy you friends. It doesn't give you the family. It doesn't make you more stable. It doesn't do any of the things that you would think it would.
Yeah, maybe you should do a next book on people who should have killed themselves, like Bernie Madoff or somebody like that.
Wow, John.
You know, another sick, mentally disturbed, deranged fellow.
Yes.
You know, not to say, I mean, unfortunately, he's not well either. I mean, I don't wish ill on anyone. But
no, but he's not well, and then yet he just chose not to end it at that point, knowing you're leaving all of that behind forever and spending the remaining part of your life in a small room.
Yeah, but, you know, unfortunately, some of these guys live better than people here in Manhattan. You know, we have homeless people afraid to go to the shelter, who I'm sure for a moment wouldn't love to switch places with
him. Yeah, you're probably right.
Because they have a stable roof over their head and three square meals, and sadly, I'm sure they're getting entertainment.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's a fascinating look at something we all, I guess, don't talk about. It was kind of like suicide was something you didn't talk about. It was.
There was a time when it was taboo. But
yeah.
But again, I don't want people to feel that this is a depressing book as much as it is a fascinating front row seat into answering some of these questions that haven't been answered in years.
Yeah, and certainly the famous painter who sold no paintings while he was alive and then became the most famous maybe of all time. There's some tragedy in all that, too.
And the irony.
Yeah, the great irony, you're right. Good stuff all the way around. Thank you. It's great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. The book is out there. Look for it. It's called Death Becomes Them. Alex, thank you. Oh, In Excess. This is called Suicide Blonde. Kind of fits with the theme of the show lately. Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes. 28 until 10. Webway's coming up next.
Squeeze.
busy, busy. Lots of things to do. That is Suicide Blonde in excess. Kind of going along with our theme run there for a few minutes of Suicide. 23 minutes until 10 o'clock in Cleveland. And we had a winner, by the way, in
we did in our contest. Rick Gorski. And I'm going to need to talk to my intern because it says, yes, he is a member. I'm pretty sure that Rick was probably a pretty nice guy. He doesn't deserve to be called that. Anyway, he's from Olmsted Falls.
What the hell is she talking about?
He has $50 in gas from BP, and he is a Magic Platinum Club member. He's qualified to win a $400 gift certificate to Conrad's Tire Express and Total Car Care.
Good. All right. What a bunch of... Making every moment count. Don has to Webwinch, what's going on? Welcome back. Nice to have you with us again. We've missed you.
Thank you.
You said several lives right there. Yeah. Several. Didn't miss her.
Yes, I did.
We're not glad to have her back.
I'm glad to have her back.
I am shocked.
You said we.
I am shocked.
And just remember who said that.
They did.
Remember who turned on you and who said, we're glad to have you back.
We're still going
to
pick on you.
Some more fun stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just remember who's going to turn on you, John.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she will. Right, as a matter of fact, when I look at what kind of crap she's put up on her website today.
Now, this was... We have to talk about the internet and the web and everything. There's a new internet craze. We talked about last week, we talked about the, what's called the lying down game.
Yes.
Right. Where people were photographing themselves lying down.
A bunch of people in a medical hospital.
And they got in trouble for it.
Big time for it.
Yeah. Well, and then we talked about we should start one and call it dangling. We wanted people to take
We should talk about that.
Yes, we did. We discussed it.
We did.
Yes.
You know, the listener Kevin, he finds these things.
Kevin is a freak.
He finds these things, and I know that he takes a lot of time finding them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I'm just trying to land again for Russia.
Howard is fabricating them.
That was nice of you to go out and do it right away, and we're encouraging our listeners, if you're dangling somewhere, to take a picture and send it to us, and we'll give a prize maybe to whoever has the most creative place they're dangling.
Butt out.
Yeah.
Well, you can try doing a butt out, but I mean, I don't know if they're going to win the prize or not.
Send those to Malone at WMJI.com.
Yeah. Your butt is out. Yeah, send them to me or
you got a
G1.
Picture.
Kevin. Yeah, he's there dangling with his butt out.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. What else have you got?
He's on Abraham Lincoln.
Let me see.
Oh my God. You should be arrested for doing that.
It's cute.
Fine.
It's cute. Okay, we've also got, I love you, John. We've also got the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about earlier.
Yeah, we did. I'll tell you that one that shows the United States as the United States is really a good cutout of it. I mean, it looks like the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And the Texas one, look at the Texas one.
That's hungry.
All right, that's
looks just
on.
Like it. What's that? Which one is that?
California, maybe?
Yeah, one isn't that good.
Is it
California?
Yeah, there was California.
That's got to be California.
There was Pennsylvania. I think there was like Rhode Island or something.
Would that be Florida?
Sure looks like it, yeah.
Looks like Florida.
No, that's not Florida.
No?
No.
No. What's that?
Sicily.
That's Delaware.
Delaware. Okay.
Delaware?
Yeah.
Delaware. That's Florida right there. Yeah, that's Florida.
With the gun?
Yeah, that's what it looks like, a gun.
No, it looks like, but that's Florida. With
I thought that was a gun.
Yeah.
But very good. They've taken steaks and made them into the steaks. Okay.
I'm not sure why, but well done.
Okay?
Well done.
Hopefully not well done.
Yeah. Yes. I wonder what they look like after they cook. That would be
interesting. It's a cool idea.
Got a bad police sketch.
Very
love
bad.
These things. I tell you what, if that guy really looks like that, he's going to be easily spotted.
Oh, yeah. And deserves to be arrested just because he looks like that.
Yeah.
You know,
like a cartoon character.
Yeah, he did a horrible thing, and God, I hope they catch him. And
I do, too.
He looks like that, you know.
Good.
Then there was a Craigslist hooker sweep.
I was outraged by
a Craigslist hooker. Why were you outraged?
Well, they start off with some babes who are like, hey, you know, they're not that bad.
These right here?
Yeah, you think they're not bad.
I can go along with that. The next page, they get worse.
Yeah,
there's
worse.
More in between there.
Oh,
like at
but
the
my
end.
Last thing. This is really ugly stuff.
Well, the one with her eye, I don't know. Like,
see, look at this one, Chip. You can't tell on that.
Those are the ones from Acorn?
No. Look at that eye action there.
Okay. Yeah, the ones from Acorn.
She's got the
some devil look.
There's some really ugly women
like
here.
Stink eye going
she's a witch or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Right. But the first
she's got one good eye though.
First page looks halfway decent. The rest of them, it's like my God, who are these?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So 28 of those ladies and some pimps got arrested for
good.
A little ring there on Craigslist. I've got a funny video. It's a name fail. Then the weird fix pick of the day. Is commandment number 11. thou shalt not swim with diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Come on. So it says, no swimming alone, children under 14, and non-swimmers shall not use the pool unless accompanied by a responsible adult. Anyone who has or has had diarrhea in the past 2 weeks shall not use the pool.
Oh, God.
So it says. It's number 11. So it's
you want to use the pool with somebody who has diarrhea?
No, but I don't want to see that sign.
Well,
I want to see it. Hopefully people are paying attention.
You too.
I do want to see it.
No, because that means that obviously it's happened in that pool. And
right.
Of course it has.
And we don't want
it
to happen again.
Ignorance is bliss.
Well, no, it's not. Ignorance is it's crap around you in the water.
Ew.
Yeah. I think you'll be able to see that.
You will?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Nay, ignorance is brown.
Well, there is one more. The video of the day is a Moon Toy commercial from 1968.
Moon Toy?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Okay, good. Some interesting things now that she's back. You can look for them. We have Ugly Horrors and what was that? Stakes of the States.
We got the Stakes. We got a bad sketch. We got Dangling, the new internet craze. Mm-hmm. People are going to be going crazy over it.
Yeah, right.
Dangling.
Sure.
All right, what happened to the guy? He will not be invited on Last Ditch Pitch, by the way. I want to stress that. A guy named Bob McConnell, he's running for governor Virginia, I think. And he was on
McConnell?
I'm sorry, Bob McDonald, running for governor of Virginia.
Bob McDonald of Virginia, yes.
He was on a talk show on a Sunday, and he was live, and they asked him about if he would raise the gasoline tax to help fund transportation budget. Mm-hmm. And this was his response, and I hope I'm playing the right one.
Okay, no tax will be raised during your four-year term.
I'm going to find other ways to be able to fund transportation. I've outlined 12 funding mechanisms that are creative.
And that beep was the F word, folks. Where he
said, I've outlined 12 effing measures?
Yes, and that was live on live radio.
he said that?
There we go.
No tax will be raised during your four-year term.
I'm going to find other ways to be able to fund transportation. I've outlined 12 funding mechanisms that are creative.
What?
Why did he even do... I mean...
I don't know.
What the hell's wrong with
him? Did he intend to say that?
I mean, you heard it. I don't know. We were all listening there now.
You know, he sounded kind of like a smartass from the way he was talking.
Yeah.
I had that feeling hearing his voice. It was like, I'm going to find 12 effing ways to do it. Okay.
Man.
A lot of people aren't going to. I don't see Meet the Press saying, you know what? I think we got to get him on.
Yeah.
I just don't see that happening one of these days.
Oh, man.
You know, Bob Schieffer to have a heart attack and drop dead right there. Oh,
wow.
God, I can't believe it.
That was just rude.
Wasn't rude.
Man.
It was incredibly stupid.
Yeah, man.
You want to make sure nobody wants to vote for you, you fool? Okay. I'd hate to ask him any other questions.
Yeah, I feel bad for the host because you're caught off guard. If a politician is on, you're not thinking I got to have my hand over the dump button.
Got my hand on the button.
Man.
They will from now on.
Oh, yeah.
First thing they'll dump, probably his appearance.
Yeah.
Wow. Was there any fallout from that? What happened?
I don't know. I just saw the clip and I looked up the story a bit on the Huffington Post. They had a little bit more in the story, but I don't know what happened after that.
Wow. All right. Well, that's shocking. Yesterday we talked about the worst car to have sex in, a Prius. Today I got the list. The second worst car, Chris Brown's car, came in second.
Oh, okay.
I just added that. I would think
Teddy Pendergrass's car would be
okay, that would
too.
Be in there, but it's a little further back.
Okay.
And the Department of Labor put out a list of professions. You're most likely be killed in, I believe, fishing. Because we had the crazy guys on from, the, that Discovery show or whatever. Deadliest Catch.
Right.
That was the number one job as far as the Department of Labor for being killed. Number two, quarterback for the Detroit Lions.
Oh, my.
Okay, that was the second worst one, so keep those two in mind. And I can't think of much else. I think we've covered everything today.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say?
I shan't argue with you.
Nothing else?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
That's it?
Shan't argue with you?
Is that why they said they liked you, because of your grammar?
I have no idea.
I wonder if that's them on the phone calling
right now.
Hi.
Those two in
mind. Hello? Okay, not the... Let's go there. Hi!
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, good. Can I ask you a question?
No, you can't. We're actually looking for the winner for the Office of the Day.
Oh.
What was your question?
I want to know why the FBI hasn't arrested anybody after investigating for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they got evidence, they got testimony.
Why are you asking me?
Well, because you talked to Mr. Wilson over there. And
we've talked to him, and they won't answer me either. I've asked them. You know what? I demand an answer. And they've gone, yeah, John.
They're working on their own timetable, sir.
Yeah, they'll do it on their own timetable. I kind of agree with you. I'd like to have seen it's taken too long as far as I'm concerned.
It's not the FBI. It's out of the FBI's hands. It's really the prosecutor that has to do the charges. The FBI does not bring the charges.
Well, Mr. Mason's part of the gang.
Okay.
Well, Mason's not investigating this.
That's not the... Yeah, I don't know how it goes. I honestly can't answer that.
Well, he's being investigated.
No, they line up the little people first, and then they use them to rat out the big guys.
Some have gotten... You know, some have already given up and turned themselves in, but the arrests haven't started.
The big guys will probably retire and be in...
So like in Lorraine, I don't know if you saw it in Lorraine when they arrested... The guy got charged. They walked into his office and escorted him out.
Oh.
They didn't get to come to work every day like...
Really?
Well, not every day like DeMore and Russo, but when they feel like it.
Yeah. All right. I can't answer that. Good question, though, okay?
Talk about honesty. Why don't they retire and do the right thing?
Okay. Thank you. Hi there.
The guy got charged. They walked into his office.
Okay. Hi there.
Hi. Good morning.
What can I do for you?
I was calling about the governor. I think it was a grammatical issue. You know how when you say two words together and sometimes you get the consonants mixed up? If you go with funding and mechanism, you get that K sound going on in there.
Okay, all right. All
We're just going to end this one right now before you have
it. I'm not buying that. I'm sorry. That's going to be it. Hi there.
Hi. Did you call Office of the Day?
Yes.
What was the name of the company you had called?
Ohio Connect Courier.
That would be us.
And who are you?
This is Valerie.
Oh, Valerie Bynack, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
How are you?
Fabulous.
What's Mark doing down there today?
Mark's driving.
He's driving, huh?
We deliver machinery parts all throughout Ohio and neighboring states, so we're on the road an awful lot.
Well, those wacky border states, it sounds like.
And I help my husband out a lot, too.
Okay, and what do you drive then, too, or what do you do?
Sometimes, yeah.
All right, cool.
If he's busy, I have to pick up his slack. They send the wife out, too.
All right, it's a little family company. How many employees do you have down there?
Three.
Okay. And what, let me guess, your son?
No, another family member.
Okay, well, I figured. Do you have any idea what you won?
We've won lunch for one of our favorite clients from Mr. Hero.
Absolutely. You got $75 in Mr. Hero gift certificates.
Wonderful.
And you'll be able to buy anything on the menu, like the classic hot buttered cheesesteak, the one-of-kind Roman burger, the Taste Buddies, the potato wafer fries, and so much more.
Fabulous. And by the way, congratulations on your marriage.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Fabulous.
Okay, we're out of time.
Don't you want to say you're sorry?
It's only the women that have congratulated me.
I know.
The men are going,
they love it. You got caught. That's it. You got caught. All right.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Stay in the line now. They got to get the information from you. Don't hang up. We'll take care of it. Thank you for calling. Congratulations, your
Senators.
What do you mean it's Let's Go?
I'll have to get there today. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it, the end of another edition of Lanigan and Malone. The best coffee and more comes our way from Southwest Cafe, Gourmet Coffee House, Eatery in Parma. Our Labor of the Wayside's car donation program helps children and adults with disabilities, and Conrad's Tire Express and Total Car Care Centers. Thanks! The views and opinions expressed on the program, those of the participants, and not necessarily those of WMJI, our management or sponsor.
Now, let me point out something quick. You picked out Suicide Blonde. Somebody pointed this out to me in an email for our song we played after the suicide story. The guy, the lead singer that was in that book, by the way, Michael Hutchinson.
That's right.
He killed himself by auto asphyxiation.
That's right, he did.
And so that was very appropriate since you're singing Suicide Blonde, and we're doing it because of a book. And he is included in that book.
Wow.
He didn't mention it.
And I didn't even think of that.
And he died
that connection
from
there.
Killing himself.
Creepy.
Although maybe it wasn't totally intended to be suicide. I mean, when you're doing auto asphyxiation, you're trying to get off and you hope to come out of it before that happens. He died from it.
Yeah, you're not intending to kill yourself.
I don't think so.
No. We'll have on tomorrow another big, 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 big lineup. Including Victor Mayer Schoenberger talking about his book, Delete. the virtue of forgetting in the digital age. Christopher Titus, comedian. He'll be at Hilarity, so he'll be live in our studio tomorrow. We'll have another exciting edition of Knuckleheads in the News. And the doctor who wrote My Prison, My Home, one woman's story of captivity in Iran.
Not going to try to pronounce it, huh?
No. Dr. Halle Espandarea.
It's a fascinating story of what her life was like, though. It must have been a nightmare. But so many women live like that in that part of the world that it's just hard to imagine.
Dr. Hala Espandarea.
Right, sure.
Close enough.
Okay.
Anybody else got anything, Bueller?
Yeah, actually, we should thank Deborah McKinney. She's the owner of Time to Spare Gifts in Akron, because she's the one who sent us that really great gift basket that
what
we have back here, guys.
What a great idea that is, too.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a phenomenal
idea.
Is it?
What she sent, all kinds of popcorn and soda and, like, theater candy and some DVD movies. And she says, actually, she has a custom gift and corporate event planning service. So that's Time to Spare Gifts in Akron. Thank you.
Yeah, there's great movies in there. There's all kinds of snacks and treats and all that kind of stuff. It's really a great idea.
Neat. All right, remember, Lanigan and Malone, our equal opportunity annoyers. Stand by, because I'm Stuck Chuck.
Chubby Chucker.
Collier is next here on Magic. Have a great day. Ciao.
Lanigan and Malone, Magic 105.7. From America's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame city, Cleveland's greatest hits play here in HD at 105.7 FM and online anytime at WMJI.com. This is WMJI, Cleveland. Magic 105.